Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Sanctification. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 21 to 22. So what benefit did you then reap from those things that you are now ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. But now freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your benefit leading to sanctification, and the end is eternal life. I have just read from the New English Translation. When I was much younger, the word sanctification echoed constantly in Christian gatherings. In those days, it was commonly taught that after a person believed in Christ and was properly discipled, the next essential stage in their spiritual journey was sanctification. It wasn't just a theological concept, it was a pursuit. A sanctified believer was someone who had clearly shed the remnants of their old sinful life and now walked in visible holiness. Looking back, I'll admit that there were certain extremes and legalistic attitudes in those times. But one thing I cannot deny is this. Believers then were generally more disciplined, more consecrated, and more evidently set apart than what we often see today. That generation of believers, flawed as they may have been, carried a spiritual fire that could not be ignored. There was revival in the land. Idol worshippers surrendered to Christ. Hardened criminals became evangelists. It wasn't rare to meet gospel ministers who were once enemies of the church. The church of that era may not have been wealthy, but she was spiritually rich, powerful in prayer, deep in conviction, and effective in soul winning. But with time, somewhere along the way, the emphasis on sanctification faded from mainstream teaching. Today, many believers have never even heard the term or understood its place in the Christian journey. We now often equate salvation with freedom from guilt, but forget that true freedom from sin leads to sanctification, being made holy in holy God's. Romans 6:22 reminds us that being freed from sin is not the end. It is the beginning of a life that leads to sanctification and ultimately eternal life. There are depths of God's power, purity, and presence that are reserved only for sanctified vessels. A gospel message delivered by a vessel that has not been set apart will lack the weight of heaven. It may entertain, but it rarely convicts or transforms. Sanctification sets you apart for God's exclusive use. It is not optional for serious believers, it is essential. As Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:21, if anyone cleanses himself, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, and prepared for every good work. Go into today knowing that the call to sanctification is a call to deeper intimacy and greater usefulness in God's kingdom. Ask the Lord to make you a vessel that radiates His presence and carries His glory. Prayer. Lord, cleanse me and set me apart for your use. Help me live a sanctified and holy life that reflects your nature and draws others to you. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job, chapters 33 to 34. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 33 to 34.
But now, Job, listen to my words. Pay attention to everything I say. I'm about to open my mouth. My words are on the tip of my tongue. My words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Answer me then, if you can. Stand up and argue your case before me. I am the same as you in God's sight. I too am a piece of clay. No fear of me should alarm you, nor should my hand be heavy on you. But you have said in my hearing, I heard the very words. I am pure. I have done no wrong. I am clean and free from sin. Yet God has found fault with me. He considers me his enemy. He fastens my feet in shackles. He keeps close watch on all my paths. But I tell you, in this, you are not right, for God is greater than any mortal. Why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. Or they may be chastened on a bed of pain with constant distress in their bones, so that their bodies find food repulsive and their souls loathe the choicest meal. Their flesh wastes away to nothing, and their bones, once hidden, now stick out. They draw near to the pit, and their lives to the messengers of death. Yet if there is an angel at their side, a messenger, one out of 1,000 sent to tell them how to be upright, and he is gracious to them and says to God, spare them from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom for them. Let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored as in the days of their youth. Then they can pray to God and find favor with him. They will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them to full well-being. And they will go to others and say, we have sinned. We have perverted what is right, but we did not get what we deserved. God has delivered us from going down to the pit, and we shall live to enjoy the light of life. God does all these things to people. Twice, even three times, to turn them back from the pit, that the light of life may shine on them. Pay attention, Job, and listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak up, for I want to vindicate you. But if not, then listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom.
Then Elihu said,
hear my words, you wise men. Listen to me, you men of learning. For the ear tests words as the tongue tastes food. Let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good. Job says, I am innocent. But God denies me justice. Although I am right, I am considered a liar. Although I am guiltless, his arrow inflicts an incurable wound. Is there anyone like Job who drinks scorn like water? He keeps company with evildoers. He associates with the wicked. For he says, there is no profit in trying to please God. So listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do evil, from the Almighty to do wrong. He repays everyone for what they have done. He brings on them what their conduct deserves. It is unthinkable that God would do wrong, that the Almighty would pervert justice. Who appointed him over the earth? Who put him in charge of the whole world? If it were his intention, and he withdrew his spirit and breath, all people would perish together and would return to the dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to what I say. Can one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn the just and mighty one? Is he not the one who says to kings, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked, who shows no partiality to princes and does not favor the rich over the poor, for they are all the work of his hand? They die in an instant, in the middle of the night. The people are shaken and they pass away. The mighty are removed without human hand. His eyes are on the ways of mortals. He sees their every step. There is no deep shadow, no utter darkness where evildoers can hide. God has no need to examine people further. that they should come before him for judgment. Without inquiry, he shatters the mighty and sets up others in their place because he takes note of their deeds. He overthrows them in the night and they are crushed. He punishes them for their wickedness where everyone can see them because they turned from following him and had no regard for any of his ways. They caused the cry of the poor to come before him so that he heard the cry of the needy. But if he remains silent, who can condemn him? If he hides his face, who can see him? Yet he is over individual and nation alike to keep the godless from ruling, from laying snares for the people. Suppose someone says to God, I am guilty, but will offend no more. Teach me what I cannot see. If I have done wrong, I will not do so again. Should God then reward you on your terms when you refuse to repent? You must decide, not I. So tell me what you know. Men of understanding declare, wise men who hear me say to me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words lack insight. Oh, that Job might be tested to the utmost for answering like a wicked man. To his sin, he adds rebellion. Scornfully, he claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.